Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a man's been before the court via video link in Derry, charged with the rape and murder of a woman in Harvey Street in the city at the weekend. The teenage passenger who lost his life in a weekend road tragedy in Quigley's Point has been laid to rest after a funeral in his native Carnhill in Derry. Outgoing SDLP leader Colm Eastwood has stressed he intends carrying on as the MP for Foyle, but after 9 years he believes it's time to hand over the reins of the party. And a man in his 20s is due in court in connection with arson and criminal damage at three buildings in St Johnson last night. Later in the bulletin, Mark Gallagher is here at Sports News. That's coming up at around 5:15. And as it's a Thursday, we'll have farming news and views with Chris Ashmore. That's all to come. But we begin with a man appearing before the court via video link in Derry today, charged with the rape and murder of a woman in the Harvey Street area of the city. And Saturday morning in the early hours, 65-year-old Montserrat Matarel was found dead in a flat in the city after a fire. She was originally from Spain. 28-year-old Kieran Murray of Gordfoyle Place in the city is also charged with arson, endangering life. Outgoing SDLP leader Colm Eastwood has stressed today he intends to carry on as the MP for Foyle. Confirming his resignation from the leadership after 9 years at the helm, he said it's been a great privilege to lead the party. His deputy, South Belfast MP Claire Hannah, is the front runner to take over, with Mr Eastwood giving her his backing today. With more, here's Chelsea Keighley.
Colm Eastwood made this promise in his maiden speech as leader almost 10 years ago.
I didn't get into politics to sit on pointless committees or to keep things as they are. I get into politics to make a difference.
Today he described the job as the privilege of his life and explained his reason for stepping down.
The bottom line though is this last few years has been a period of immense change across these islands.
He'll resign as leader at the party conference on October 5th and will continue as MP for Foyle.
Well look, it has been the privilege of my life to be the MP for Derry. My first job has always been to represent the people of this city, and I've been very proud to be able to do that. That's a job I'm going to continue to do for as long as the people of Derry will have me.
An Austrian man in his 50s has appeared in court in Letterkenny this morning, charged in connection with a fatal road collision on the N56 at Inver last Sunday morning. Elizabeth Cave, who was in her 80s and from Donegal Town, passed away from her injuries early yesterday at Sligo University Hospital. Two others were hospitalised with less serious injuries. A man in his 20s, arrested in connection with arson and criminal damage at three buildings in St Johnson, has been charged and is scheduled to appear before a special sitting of Letterkenny District Court this evening. The Catholic Church, Masonic Hall and Orange Hall each sustained damage in a series of incidents last night. The teenage car passenger from Carnhill in Derry who lost his life in a weekend road tragedy in Quigley's Point has been remembered today as a kind and lovable rogue. 16-year-old Cian Dawson Kirk, who was fatally injured alongside his cousin Owen Dawson, was laid to rest this afternoon following Requiem Mass in St Bridget's Church. Father Sean O'Donnell told the congregation Cian would be remembered as a protective brother, a character and someone who took great interest in the lives of those around him.
He was looking forward to starting and developing that barbering career and travelling the world. Cian has been described as kind, loyal, funny, generous, very expressive, as he talked with his face and hands. And another wee quote, just a wee character. He never judged anyone or their circumstances, always willing to be a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or the one to make you laugh. Whatever the situation required, he could read it. He genuinely cared for everyone he met, from every and any walk of life. The ultimate likeable rogue, always up to mischief, loved the crack and banter. I hear his granda laughing from here. If you dared him to do something, he was guaranteed to do it. He was infectious and made everyone he met laugh. He genuinely took an interest in people. He invested in conversations and debates and wanted to know everything about that person or hold the topic in hand. When he got grounded, which was often at one point, his friends begged his parents to let him out because they missed his humour and because he brought the crack and the fun to the group.
And that was Father Sean O'Donnell speaking at the funeral in St Bridget's Church, Carnhill, today of Cian Dawson Kirk. The physiotherapy department in Letterkenny is currently operating at only 40% capacity with two staff where there should be five. Donegal Councillor Declan Meehan, who sits on the Regional Health Forum, says it shows that at present the lifting of the government's recruitment ban in the HSC is meaningless. A letter has been sent to GPs outlining the pressure that the physiotherapy service in Donegal is under. The GPs were asked to advise patients of long wait times and to discourage them from contacting the department as the admin support there is limited to 4 hours a week. Councillor Meehan says the year-long wait is unfair on patients and on the staff, who he says are under severe pressure.
No, and in the communication from the HSC to GPs across the county, they've said that they don't expect this situation to improve for the coming 12 months, which is absolutely disgraceful to think the patients would have to wait for any improvement in this until July or August next year. And that's, as you say, despite the recruitment moratorium being lifted. And it just shows that this moratorium being lifted is actually government spin and the announcement of it, because if it doesn't trickle down into providing greater facilities and services for the patients across the county, then it's meaningless. What we have here is an extended waiting list currently of 8 months, with an expectation that that's going to go to 12 months for people waiting on physiotherapy. And that affects pain management, it affects quality of life, it affects mobility, obviously, and it affects people's mental health. And it can also result in readmission to hospital, which is exactly what SlangeCare is designed to prevent.
And it really begs the question as well, can two people doing the work of five people be expected to be able to last the year without burning out?
Yeah, look, and this is a huge concern, and it's a concern across lots of different specialities and primary care services in the county. And this is something that has been raised by myself around speech and language therapy and also neurology services. I think it's completely unfair to ask any clinical practitioners to work in that sort of atmosphere and environment. And as I said, it's unfair to them as much as it is unfair to patients.
And that was Councillor Declan Meehan there speaking to Donna Marie Doherty. New subsidy rates under the National Childcare Scheme come into effect from next Monday. The Department of Children says the minimum hourly subsidy for children under 15 will rise from €1.40 an hour to €2.15. That's a 53% increase as unveiled in the last budget. Children's Minister Rodrigo Gorman says it will mean more savings for parents.
We all know parents use childcare in different ways, so it is really hard to give kind of any sort of absolute averages. If you're a parent who is using full-time childcare for 45 hours a week, you will see in the next year a €1,731 saving. So a very significant saving.
The Finance Minister says the easing of inflation will support an improvement in real wages. He was commenting on CSO estimates that prices rose by just 1.1% in the year to August. That's down from 1.5% in the previous month. However, Minister Jack Chambers acknowledged many households and businesses are still struggling as price levels throughout the economy remain elevated. 2,700 CAO offers were made to students yesterday by ATU in Donegal. Collectively, the Atlantic Technological University made 10,700 offers across all its campuses and was above the national average for making offers on a first-choice basis. Dr. Billy Bennett, the Vice President for Academic Affairs and Register of ATU, says while cheaper accommodation here plays a role, supply remains an issue.
While this is only our third year to offer programmes as a relatively new university, we have 50 years across the four legacy institutions in Letterkenny, Galway, Mayo, Sligo and St Angela's. But as a combined new university, I think we've made a huge impact and are now one of Ireland's largest universities.
And I'd say another attribute to the success that has been experienced this year would be in terms of accommodation. We've seen that Letterkenny is one of the cheapest places for students to study.
Yes, indeed. Accommodation is a challenge everywhere throughout the country, but it is particularly marked in the larger urban centres and on the East Coast and the major cities. It does mean that places like Letterkenny And Sligo, for example, our accommodation is a bit more affordable. One of the big challenges remains supply. And again, we'd appeal to people who have rooms available to let to students to contact our students' unions. There are very generous tax exemptions available for people to let rooms to students, and would encourage people to do that.
And that was Dr. Billy Bennett there. Ishke Aaron say overnight leak detection works in Ballyshannon may cause supply disruptions to West Rock, East Rock and surrounding areas tonight. The works are set to take place from 11 o'clock and last until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Police in Derry are investigating a report of a burglary in the Ardmore area of the Waterside. It was reported yesterday that a gas tank was discovered stolen from a property on Rushall Road. Inquiries are ongoing to establish exactly when it happened. Police are urging anyone with information or anyone offered a similar item for sale in suspicious circumstances to contact them. And Sinn Féin has denied it has silenced elected representatives on their commentary. It follows claims by Laois councillor Aidan Mullins, who said he was facing suspension for remarks he made online. He's resigned from the party, claiming it's lost its way. However, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson in Donegal, Deputy Piers Doherty, rejects claims that the councillor was being silenced.
Sinn Féin does not silence anybody in relation to their commentary. You will have heard comments from different people over the years in relation to that, and that's part and parcel of a political party. But also part and parcel of a political party, as is the case in all political parties, is we have processes, we have internal procedures, we have disciplinary procedures, and they have played out in relation to this.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. From rebounders to goalposts, find everything you need to play your best at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We'll start with action at the Paralympic Games, and Donegal cyclist Mitchell McLaughlin was the pilot as Damien Vereker set a PB of 4 minutes 14.826 in their heat of the B4 men's 4,000 metre individual pursuit in Paris this afternoon. Unfortunately, the time was not enough for a place in the medal race, as the Kilkenny man and pilot McLaughlin finished 7th overall. All is not lost for the duo of Vereker and McLaughlin, as they will compete in the 1,000 metre time trial on Sunday and then the individual time trial next Wednesday. Nicole Turner and Roisin Ní Riain could secure Ireland's first medals of the Paralympics this evening. Port Arlington swimmer Turner goes in the women's 50-metre freestyle S6 final at 6:19 Irish time, having qualified third from her heat. Ní Riain was the fifth fastest in the women's 100-metre butterfly S13 heats and returned for her final at 7:15. With a season's best score of 653, archer Kerry Leonard was 21st in the ranking round of the women's individual compound. The Meath native will face Jiamin Zhou of China in tomorrow's elimination round. Moving on to soccer, new Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson has named his squad to face England in the UEFA Nations League on Saturday the 7th of September and Greece the following Tuesday the 10th. Kelly Begg's man Seamus Coleman has been named in the 23-man squad. Hallgrímsson's first squad announcement also includes a first call-up for 22-year-old Leicester City winger Casey McAteer. And in a further boost to the new head coach, striker Evan Ferguson has been named in the squad following his involvement for Brighton in the Carabao Cup this week. The Dubliner returns to the squad having missed the June international window with an ankle injury. Hallgrímsson says he wants his teams to be hard to play against.
We have so many players at a similar level. All of them have really nice characters, etc. Sometimes you want to have a player on the pitch that will make the opponent feel uncomfortable. And that is what I meant. But it's more the fact that I think we have a lot of players that kind of are similar.
Meanwhile, interim England boss Lee Carsley has named four uncapped players in his squad ahead of their trip to the Aviva. Newcastle fullback Tino Livramento, Manchester City's Rico Lewis, Nottingham Forest's Morgan Gibbs-White and Lille midfielder Angel Gomez all receive call-ups. Jack Grealish and Harry Maguire are recalled having been overlooked for the Euros. Carsley was asked if he wants the role full-time.
The mistakes I've made in the past when I've been in these kind of positions is that, you know, I spend that much time telling people that I don't want the job and I actually forget to do the job. So for me, the most important thing is the camp, is the games. Priority is to get out of the Nations League B and just doing a good job.
Barring a miracle, Shamrock Rovers will drop into the Conference League tonight. They are 4-0 down to Greek champions PAOK with the second leg of their Europa League playoff at Talas Stadium. Kickoff is at 8. In the same competition, Hearts resume 1-0 down at home to Pilsen. And Irish Premiership champions Larne can book a Conference League group place tonight. They're 2-1 down before the home leg of their playoff with Lincoln Red Imps. Chelsea have taken a 2-0 lead to Geneva for their second leg with Servette. And Kilmarnock resume 2-0 down at home to Copenhagen. Tonight marks the beginning of the new Donegal Junior League season. Kildrum Tigers host Dromahol in the first round of the area matches in the Brian McCormick Cup. Kickoff is at 6:30. In transfer news, Romelu Lukaku has completed a move from Chelsea to Napoli. The deal is thought to be worth £25 million plus another £12 million in potential add-ons. Chelsea are thought to be looking at either Napoli's Victor Osimhen or Brentford forward Ivan Toney as a replacement. Moving on to golf, France's Pauline Roussan-Bouchard is the new course leader on the opening day of the Women's Irish Open. She is 6 under par. Alessandra Fanali holds the clubhouse lead after a 5 under round of 68. Leona Maguire, Kenise Screen and Anna Abom lead the Irish Challenge on course on 2 under par. Olivia Mahaffey is in the clubhouse on 1 under. Shane Lowry tees off from 3 under par at 20-6 Irish time on the opening day of the Tour Championship. Players begin the tournament with scores based off their FedEx Cup points. Rory McIlroy begins from 4 under, while Scotty Scheffler is the man they're all trying to hunt down at Eastlake. He tees off from 1 under par. In tennis, the top seeds are both in second round action at Flushing Meadows tonight. Men's top seed Jannik Sinner faces 20-year-old Alex Mickelson. And Iga Swiatek goes up against Japanese qualifier Ina Shibahara. Elsewhere tonight, men's third seed Carlos Alcaraz faces Bottic van de Zandschulp. And two-time women's champ Naomi Osaka plays Karolina Mokova. A homecoming reception will take place this evening at 8 p.m. at the Finn Valley Centre to welcome home Sinead McConnell. The Finn Valley AC member won 3 racewalking medals at the World Masters Athletics Championships recently in Gothenburg. And finally, just looking ahead to the score programme this evening, we'll be previewing the weekend's Donegal hurling finals, and the new Donegal League football season kicks off this weekend. We speak with Secretary Nigel Ferry ahead of the new campaign. That's all on the score after the 7 o'clock news. Back to you, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Well, it's Thursday. It's 21 minutes past 5 o'clock. That means it's time for Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. The Donegal Cheviot and Cheviot Cross Breeders Group is hosting its 6th annual show and sale at Balbafay and Stranorler Cooperative Livestock Mart on Friday, September the 6th. To find out more about the group, why it was set up, and also the big sale, I've been speaking with its chair, James Lurienko, from Donegal Town. James, good to talk to you once again. Before we look forward to the 6th annual show and sale that is coming up on the 6th of September, maybe you can give us a little bit of background to the group and basically how it all started.
Yes, well, first of all, thanks for having me again there, Chris. Good to talk to you as all, whatever. Just to recap again on the group itself and its existence, whatever, so far. Back in 2018, a group of farmers at that stage had come together with the idea of setting up an annual show and sale of sheep, Cheviot and Cheviot Cross sheep, there for potential buyers and also for potential sellers as well, Chris, because we kind of felt that there's a lot of inquiries out there, farmers either inquiring about Cheviot or Cheviot Cross sheep, or even people looking to sell Cheviot and Cheviot Cross sheep, you know, that there was no kind of, I suppose, location or market was having a show and sale in the Northwest region, really, for that matter, you know. So in 2018, late 18, Chris, there, we decided to go ahead with this first show and sale, which will be 2019 and September 19. And we went for Balbafay and Stranorler Livestock Mart, I suppose mainly because it's very central to the county and the region, whatever, as well, Chris, you know. So.
And it's grown considerably since then. The Cheviot herds and the crossbreed, you know, they're naturally hardy, so pretty ideal for Donegal.
Absolutely, yeah. You'll find Cheviot and Cheviot Cross breeding sheep there on all different land types and different environments, you know. So, and with Donegal being very variable in land types and environment and all that there, certainly the breed and the crosses do suit, you know, large tracts of the county, whatever, you know. So It was about, you know, producing sheep off them areas and then to provide farmers in other locations in with quality, hardy sheep as well, Chris, you know. So. Yeah.
And you're farming just outside Donegal town, and I was reading there some time ago. I think I'm right in saying that you've been breeding pedigree ewes for over 30 years, and the first, was it the first Cheviots that you brought in were from Blessington in County Wicklow?
Yes, that's right, Chris. I've always liked Cheviots from as a young fella, whatever, you know, and yeah, going back, it's hard to believe now, it's probably heading for maybe nearly 40 years at this stage, but certainly over 30 years ago, we brought our first sheep up from Wicklow, and really and truly at the time, we were just going to get into the breed, and we didn't know a huge amount about them, but we always liked them, and thankfully, they've always done well for us, you know, and we've stuck with them, and over the years, we've tried to, you know, continuously try to improve them, and keep up a fairly high standard of sheep there, Chris, you know, so...
And I know some years back you made a conscious decision to sort of move away from lambing ewes indoors to outdoors. And tell us a little bit about the thought process for that.
Yes, well, like a lot of farmers nowadays, I guess, we have an off-farm job as well, whatever. And I kind of discovered over the years that the Cheviot sheep themselves, you know, that because they're an outdoor hill upland breed, they do like their space. And what we kind of found when we took that... you know, that chance of lambing them outside. We found that the ewes was lambing extremely well outside, unassisted, and was having their lambs and probably ending up with more lambs per ewe weaned at the end of the year, you know, whatever, you know. So we decided then, it must be 7-8 years now, we're lambing outdoors and it's going quite well, Chris. Now, as everybody will know, the weather hasn't been the kindest now in the last few springs. It's been extremely wet. So it's been probably our biggest challenge is the weather itself, Chris, you know, so...
Now, tell us a little bit about the 6th annual show and sale, Friday, September the 6th in Balbuffet and Stranorer Co-op Livestock Mart. It's going to attract interest all around the country.
It is indeed. We've already had a lot of inquiries there. We've had phone calls from way down the south Midlands, the west, the east, all over the shop, you know. This year as well, we were a wee bit concerned about maybe having numbers, you know, available again for inquiries, whatever, but because sheep were a very good price in the spring, we were maybe a wee bit concerned about, you know, the availability of hoggets, not there, particularly in hoggets there, available for the sale. But it turned out so far there now, I haven't got up-to-date figures, but quite recently there, we had in around 1,000 sheep there already entered for the sale. Presumably there'll be more to come in there yet, Chris, in the next few days, whatever. So there's a great entry, and there's 4 different types as well, which is an important feature because we have something there for upland or lowland producers there. It's a catalogue sale online, and also there's hoggets and ewe lambs in it, so there's a good selection there for both. And as I said, there's 4 different types there. We've got our Cheviot full-bred type. We've got our Suffolk Cross Cheviot. We've got the Cheviot Cross Scottish Blackface. And then we've also got the Cheviot Mule. And we've got that in hoggets and ewe lambs, Chris.
And on Friday, September the 6th, at the Mart, there will be viewing from, I think, is it 3 o'clock onwards?
Yes, that's right. Normally around 2 to 3 o'clock there onwards, Chris, there. You can come in there. The sheep will all be penned, and they're all, as I said, they're all catalogued, and the pen numbers are all numbered as well, so they're easily identifiable, the sheep there, whatever, and the ewe lambs and the hoggets will be all segregated, so you'll have the hogget section and the ewe lambs, whatever. The hoggets are in first, and then the ewe lambs to follow in, whatever, Chris, you know. So
the sale itself will begin after 6?
At the 6 o'clock, around the 6 o'clock, it normally kicks off there, whatever, you know. So, yeah. Just to say as well, there's a percentage of sheep now starting to come through the system there as well, Chris, that are from SIS recorded rams from the Pedigree Cheviot Group in Donegal. That's an important thing as well because it'll give more information to potential buyers as well on breeding stock there as well, Chris, you know. So that's a major step forward as well, and some of the sheep coming through is from SIS recorded Cheviot rams, you know. So we have a pedigree sale as well of Cheviot sheep then later in the month in Stranorer as well at the end of September again as well. So, but some of the sheep there will be coming from them rams, whatever, from previous years, you know. So
a lot of people involved behind the scenes, and you've got a lot of support and sponsors as well.
Yes, absolutely. You know, to be honest, and we say it every year when we do have our committee meetings and that, only for, you know, the March staff in Balbuffet and Stranorer, Chagisk And there's so many, many sponsors. There's a list as long as your arm. And also to the members themselves, Chris, that, you know, they're willing and able to get up and go. And anything you ever ask them, they carried out, whatever, you know. And only for all so many different people and groups, sponsors and everything, it would be impossible to have the sale. When you see the whole thing working together, you know, it's good to see so many good people out there helping the whole thing, like behind the scenes.
And you have a Facebook page which contains information about the whole group and what's coming up?
That's right. We're on Facebook, and you can just link in there, Donegal Cheviot Cross Breeders Group, and it'll give you up-to-date information there. Probably these days now, it'll be quite active, you know, there'll be a good few bits of stuff coming up there. Different sheep groups that's for sale there, you know, what they look like and all that sort of thing, who they're from and all that, you know. So it just keeps you up to date with what's coming down the line, you know. So.
And finally, James, what's the expectation in terms of prices? Is the trend going in the right direction?
It's a lot better than it was, thank God. The sheep's been a fantastic trade there over the spring there for producers of maybe, you know, that have been feeders and that producing lambs there over the spring there and earlier somewhere. I know prices dipped maybe a wee bit away back earlier, but they've seemed to have recovered again, Chris, and there's a wee bit of optimism there, you know, at the moment in terms of, you know, because the fat price is good, it seems to be holding up the breeding trade. So we've had a few sales around the country already, and there seems to be a bit of optimism there. Prices are good. So we're expecting a good trade for all the sheep we'll have for the sale, you know. So certainly to go by the amount of inquiries that have been coming in, we're very optimistic that there should be a good sale, Chris.
And that was James Lurienko from Donegal Town, chair of the Donegal Cheviot and Cheviot Cross Breeders Group. Finally, the Inishowen Co-op Donal Noon Scholarship Programme aims to give financial assistance to students who live in Inishowen, are customers of Inishowen Co-op, and who are in full-time further and higher agricultural education for the 2024-25 academic year. The closing date for applications is Friday, September the 13th, and the application forms and further information is available at all branches of Inishowen Co-op. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Well, the forecast for this Thursday evening: bright with sunny spells and isolated showers in light to moderate westerly winds. Mostly dry tonight with clear spells, just some isolated showers in coastal areas. A few mist and fog patches may develop under clear skies toward dawn. Lowest overnight temperature 7 to 9 degrees Celsius in light westerly or variable winds. Tomorrow Friday, dry with good spells of sunshine. Top temperature 16 to 19 in light variable or easterly winds. Looking at the closing headlines, a man's been before a court in Derry via video link, charged with the rape and murder of 65-year-old Montserrat Martorell. She was found dead in a flat in Harvey Street. A man has appeared before a court in Letterkenny today, charged in connection with a fatal road collision on the N56 at Inver last Sunday morning. The Austrian man appeared in the court. Elizabeth Cave, who was in her 80s and from Donegal Town, passed away from injuries sustained in the collision early yesterday at Sligo University Hospital. Two others had been hospitalised with less serious injuries. The teenage passenger from Carn Hill in Derry, who lost his life in a weekend road tragedy in Quigley's Point, has been remembered as a kind and lovable rogue. 16-year-old Kian Dawson Kirk, who was fatally injured alongside his cousin Owen Dawson, was laid to rest this afternoon following Requiem Mass in St Bridget's Church. The outgoing SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood, has stressed he intends carrying on as the MP for Foyle, confirming his resignation from the leadership after 5 years. He said it's been a great privilege to serve the people of Derry and to lead the party. And a man in his 20s, arrested in connection with arson and criminal damage at three buildings in St Johnson last night, has been charged and is set to appear before a special setting of Letterkenny District Court later on today. That's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines at 6. Check all of today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 29th of August. The death has taken place of Columba O'Neill, 1 Ardnalee Park, Strabane, reposing at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 11:45 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Dimpna Coyle, née Callaghan, 5 Courtrai Park, Strabane, formerly of Sion Mills, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Saturday at 20 to 10 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Paddy Doherty, Paddy and Eugene's, Litcher, Cooldaff. Paddy's remains will repose at his sister Kathleen Boyle's home at Quigley's Point from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:30 for funeral mass at 10:30 in St Patrick's Church, Ahaclay, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Michael Joseph Gallagher, Gortna Lochog, Downings. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Plunkett Duffy, Liz Fannin, Fawn. Plunkett's remains are reposing at his brother Liam and sister-in-law Patricia's home at Liz Fannin, Fawn, until 11 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Removal on Saturday morning at 10 to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Marion Gill, 9 Park Avenue, Derry. Marion's remains are reposing at her home with family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Removal from there on Saturday morning at 9:15 to St Eugene's Cathedral for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in St Mirren's Cemetery, Fawn. The death has occurred of Madge Duffy, Derry Connor, Gortahork. Her remains are reposing at Gortahork Funeral Premises until 7:15 this evening, with removal to Christ the King Church, Gortahork, for rosary and reposing overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. And the death has occurred of Ciarán Dougie Dugan, the house in the Wells, St Columb's Wells, Derry. Reposing at his sister Roisin Cleary's home at 22 Glenview, Clonbeg, Buncrana. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. The house is private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the House in the Wells Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.